It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than warm skunk stew on a cold winter's day.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, it's all subjective. You could join our chat room, the DenPen. Go to DavinComedy.com, click live broadcast. Of course, you can join the chat on the Davin's Den page on Facebook, where you can watch this little show. That's brought to you via Zoom. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the ever-delightful Joe Curry.
Yes, good evening.
And the always face-putting on Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, Cornell University eliminates race from crime alerts. That was Pip's blog. Black National Guardsman is punished by being forced to carry chains. It's quite a lengthy story. It's an interesting story. We'll get into that a little bit. Wyoming becomes the latest state to allow you to eat what you hit with the car. The MyPillow guy has a social media platform. Not really. Still hasn't really launched. Claims to be free speech. Not really. There's restrictions there. So we'll get into that, see if that's really helping anything. A mother discovers an X-rated coloring book that her daughter got. And scamming scammer. So I guess, as often happens on Tuesday nights, happened more so under the last administration, where there would literally be, like, breaking news right as we got on. But we got some breaking news tonight. We'll talk about it real quickly. I don't want to get deep into the weeds on it. But Derek Chauvin, the former police officer, was found guilty on all three charges of killing George Floyd. Now, I don't really think it's a cause to celebrate, per se. I mean, one man has died and another man is going to jail, presumably, for a long time. So it's not really a happy occasion. But I think this is an important takeaway from this. This is one of the first times. First of all, we don't get to see a lot of trials publicly like this. But we saw Chauvin's former coworkers. We saw Minnesota police, the chief, the Minneapolis chief, and other police testify against Chauvin, which you don't see. So I think that's a good sign for the country, because as long as we've been talking about police, I've always said I have no tolerance for the bad cops. I think it hurts the good cops. So I think that is good. I think that builds up trust that you had these police officers that said, no, this was not our training. This was above and beyond. I also think it is good, obviously, for African Americans to finally see some justice. There's certainly been some cases where justice might not have been served. I was shocked with Philando Castile, also in Minneapolis a couple of years ago. That was the guy, African American legal gun owner, worked in a cafeteria, supposedly a very nice guy, gets pulled over by a police officer, and he's like, I have a gun right here. I'm a legal gun owner. And the police officer panicked and killed him, and his kid was in the car and his girlfriend. So I think that's good. I think it's good for communities. We heard under the when the war on terror started, when if you see something, say something. A lot of this justice was done because there were people there videotaping, and there was people there not only videotaping, they were calling 911 on the police. So they still trusted the police. The police were still looked at as good guys. But they saw something that struck them as very wrong, and now murder. And they called the police, and we have those recordings, and then the 911 operator would kick it upstairs to supervisors. So it was good. You had all that information. So I think that's a good sign. I think it's a, you know, it's not a happy occasion, but I think it's a good day. Every case is different. I mean, we have a 13-year-old that was just shot by a police officer, and that's a little different. I mean, the whole question is, he was running away from the police. He was out late at night. I mean, being out late at night at 13 is not a crime, but again, why are you out late at night? Not a crime. Doesn't mean you should get shot, but he was running away. So the whole question was he carrying a gun? That's the whole thing. If he was carrying a gun and he wheeled around and the policeman saw this, it's going to be really hard to find fault with the police officer at that point. I mean, you wheel
around. Well, that's what they're saying when he wheeled around. And I think that's his very sweet young little boy, nicknamed Little Homicide.
Well, I don't know about that, Joe. I don't know.
It's the truth.
Well, I don't know what you mean by Little Homicide. I've not heard that the 13-year-old killed anybody. But whatever the case is,
so not innocent lamb had a gun too. So
okay, none of that.
You're going to start. You see, what the problem is here, and like I said last week, we got a big argument about these neighborhoods are never going to police themselves, and these cops are still going to have to go out and deal with this lawlessness and are going to be literally handcuffed on what they could do. You're going to see the crime rates in these cities explode because they're not the community is not going to do anything to police the wrongs that are in their city, and the cops just don't want to deal with it.
Well, if everybody behaved, and we wouldn't need police. So it's a good thing.
If people complied.
Well, it's not about, you know what? If people complied, we wouldn't need police. Just because you don't comply, and I know this is hard for you to understand, does not mean you get a death sentence. Now, again, I don't know what's going to happen with this 13.
No, when you don't comply, you have now put yourself in the way of people that are just trying to get home alive. Then.
That's not their job. That's not their job. Their job is to protect and serve. And they do not even have one of the most 10 dangerous jobs in the country. Not everybody should be a police officer. That's just the reality of it. It's like any other job. There's good ones and there's bad ones. And I am 110% behind the good ones. And like I said, I have to see how the thing with the 13-year-old plays out. It's going to be hard to find fault with somebody if the kid turns around with a gun in his hand and points it to the police. That's a different thing. What, Pip? You had your finger up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Before we go any further with this conversation, we seem to be having a tech issue. Cammie says there's a bad echo. So maybe we could check that before we continue.
Bad echo on what? On Zoom?
Yeah.
Does somebody have their microphone on? Check that. That would be the first.
I do not.
Joe, do you have
No, I have. I'm muted.
Cammie, try signing back into our page on Facebook and see if that works.
Yeah.
And Lisa, are you catching it?
Yeah, that's a good.
Only Pip and Joe. We are echoing.
Well, you're bad people. What do you want me to tell you?
We are. Can you try to get go out and come back in, Cammie, and see if that works? Sorry, I don't know what. We're not doing anything different.
No.
So I don't know what's going on.
No, yeah.
She's got to try that. I'm sorry. Before that continued, I wanted to.
No, yeah. I mean, if everybody's having it, then I got to restart Zoom and see what's going on. The point is, it's a good day. It's probably a good day for justice. It's a good day that we're not going to have riots and protests. A lot of people feel like justice was served. And this guy, Derek Chauvin, had a lot of complaints against him. This guy, Derek Chauvin, was not a sweetheart. So
neither was the other guy.
Did
Derek Chauvin ever put a loaded gun to a pregnant woman's belly?
That has nothing to do. Joe, you don't understand. I feel like you don't understand what the trial was about. It has nothing. Everything. Nobody's quibbling with anything Chauvin did up until the point where he kept his knee on the guy's neck for 9 minutes. Nobody quibbled with him getting him on the ground. Nobody quibbled with him handcuffing him. Nobody quibbled with him subduing him. The problem was, after he was subdued, he stayed with the guy's with his neck on Floyd's neck, which the chief of police testified and other people testified, that's not their training. It's a bad guy. You can stick up for it all you want. You'll be on the you're on the side of somebody who's been convicted of murder. So if that's where you want to be,
I'm on just the whole thing of these thugs that don't comply with the police and then put everybody's lives in danger.
Well, only one of these people is now a convicted murderer. So I guess that would mean Chauvin is the thug.
We do have to restart because Lisa's getting the echo as well.
All right. I'll restart Zoom, but...
Sorry.
I don't know why that would be.
I don't know.
Let me see. Wait, hold on a second. All right. Is it better now? Because I had the... Wait, now I'm not hearing anybody.
You don't hear me?
Now I hear you.
Yeah?
Hear
Joe?
Me?
Yeah, now I do. Do they still hear an echo?
I am asking.
All right, you ask. Don't know why there would be an echo, but doesn't mean
there's a little bit of a delay between when we talk and when Facebook goes too. By the way, Cammy says still echo.
All right, I'll try this one more time. If not, they can always listen on the Davin Comedy page. I suggest that. But turn down the volume on your Zoom. And you can on your Facebook, and you can listen on Davin Comedy. But I will start this up one time. So here we go. Do to do, more work for me to do. All right, let's go here. Compose. All right. I don't know why there would be an echo. Meeting. I gotta send everybody the link again. And the Zoom's gotta open up here. Come on. I had to reinstall Zoom last night. Maybe that has something to do with it. Although I can't imagine.
Don't want
to
pain the ass.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of computer issues. Got infected with a virus.
Ugh.
I was looking up something, which I might get to. I was looking up old bars on Bar Rescue. And that led me down a rabbit hole.
Oh.
Yeah, you are connected to computer audio. I mean, your speakers are increased volume to hear other participants. No, I don't want to do that. Oh, come on, get out of there, you cock. Get out of there, you cock. All right, participants. Invite. Copy invite.
Meanwhile, I see that a new neck device is flying off the shelves.
A new what?
Oh, I'm just reading my email.
Oh, okay, that's thank you for helping. Why would you think we want to hear that? I thought you... Like, we're still doing a podcast, you know.
I know that.
Do you? Do you? Because I'm not sure you do. All right,
I do.
All right, I just sent you both the link. Now I'll put this on Facebook Live.
At the old drawing board.
Yeah. All right. Christ. Davin's.
Gotta check all the parking meters.
Huh? What are you talking about?
The CAPTCHA. To get back on Zoom. It's a pain in the butt.
Oh, okay. I don't know why you don't, just download the app for the computer.
The computer yelled at me and said, no, you can't do that unless you disable this security thing and you can't ever put it back. And I was like,
that makes no sense.
Geez.
That makes no sense at all. It should, no. Your antivirus should just have a setting where you can allow it.
That's, you'd think.
Yeah, I don't know what type of antivirus you use. But all right, so.
How about an Uncle Virus?
Being very helpful.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, God.
There we go. Cancel. All right. Well, anyway. So, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah. So, that's...
I don't see us on Facebook yet.
Well, it's live on Facebook. It takes takes a couple seconds. We are live on Facebook.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. Let's hope.
Sorry.
Let's hope this... works better now. If not, I don't know. It's not something I can really fix right now. But we do have the audio version, and you can still watch us. You just turn down the volume on the Facebook page, and you turn up the volume on the davincomedy.com. Hit live broadcast, and that's where we'll be, and you can still chat in either place and make it more difficult for Pip, which I encourage. I certainly encourage making Pip's job more difficult. She's been coasting for way too long. So yeah, so that's that. We got more of these cases coming up. We'll see where it goes. But by all accounts, this Derek Chauvin was a bad guy. Lots of complaints against him. Has nothing to do with George Floyd. As I said last week, the police have once somebody is contained and subdued, they have a duty to protect. Now, if they're struggling, if George Floyd and Chauvin are struggling and the gun goes off or they're fighting and, you know, Chauvin delivers a punch to the temple, so be it. So be it, George Floyd. But once somebody is contained and under control of the police, they now shift to the duty to protect them. So no matter how bad you are, that is the job of the police, because the police are not the judge and jury. They are city workers, much like other fine folks. So that is that. Oh, the thing about Bar Rescue real quick. Do you guys ever watch Bar Rescue?
Yeah.
I've been watching. It's on like Paramount Channel, so I have it on in the background during the day while I'm doing stuff. So then it's like, wow, John Taffer comes in and saves the day. And then like every one of these bars, I go in, closed, closed, closed. It's like, how good is this guy? Why are we still giving John Taffer this gig? I mean, it's very entertaining. But if everybody closes, is it really Bar Rescue? Or is it more like Bar Delay the Inevitable? I'm just saying.
I think that because the people pretend to, you know, step it up. But you can see that, like, one day of training and revamping everything when they're so set in their ways is not going to help these people. But and then we got hit with COVID, so they were already struggling. And now, you know, they're done.
I'm looking at ones that from, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they closed real quick. I don't know if I've come across one that is actually still in business.
Did you find the pirate bar?
Yes.
Are they still in business?
They moved to Florida as soon as like Taffer left. They went back. Because Taffer gave them a corporate feel, which I agree was not really great. And they went back. They went back to their pirate thing, and then they moved to Florida, and they had a bar down there for a while, and now that they sold that. But it's just really interesting. I'm watching this go. We're really not rescuing. I mean, can you imagine if like the Coast Guard did this? Coast Guard rescue. We take you onto the deck, and then you drown in our pool before we get to land. I mean, that's really, it's like I'm still out of business, but it's entertaining. And the formula is always the same. John Taffer comes in like a douchebag, and then you know they snap to it. And then, like Pip said, a day of training, boom, we're ready to go. We have a brand new concept. We take out the blueprints. This is how we're going to do it. Let's be honest. If John Taffer was really good at starting all these bars, he wouldn't be doing a show on Paramount anymore.
Well, here's the deal. If you set the bar up and you set them the way to do it, and the management still just doesn't do what they're supposed to do, the place is not going to succeed.
No, the place was going to fail anyway. I'm not blaming Taffer, but I'm just saying.
How do you know the place was going to fail anyway? Or could it be their mismanagement after Taffer left?
Well, they were going to fail because if they weren't going to fail, they wouldn't have to call John Taffer. These are places that are struggling. The point is, John Taffer does not have the magic elixir. Taffer is not coming in and fixing shit. Taffer is making a TV show, which is fine. And it turns out a lot of people have said it's scripted and they had to say things that weren't true. Listen, it's still a very entertaining TV show. I'll still have it on in the background while I'm doing stuff in the house. I'm not watching the news as much. I watch that until the Michael Kay show comes on. While I'm putzing around down here. But it's not really a bar rescue. But that's how I got a virus. I went looking up to see if one of these bars was still in business, and then I got like onto like a Russian site, and I don't know. You want an English or Russian? Boom. Now, if they're asking you English or Russian, leave immediately. It might have been too late at that. So it was a whole...
There's actually a bar that in the town I used to live in called the Artful Dodger. We used to go there. Adam, Anthony, me, you know. And it used to be a mob scene. You couldn't get in. It was just wall to wall. And then they fell on hard times, and John Taffer came in to help those guys out. I don't know if those guys are still there. But, you know, you come in and you give your advice to redo the place. if you still don't know what you're doing, you still don't want to follow what he taught you, you're not gonna make it.
Well, it's the nature of the nightclub business, these bars. I mean, there's so many places I remember, you know, when I started going out to clubs, bars, they'd be like the place to be, packed, lines out the door for 6 months. Then all of a sudden, nobody's going there anymore. It's just the nature of the business. Listen, it's a very entertaining show. But if you're owning a bar and you think John Taffer is going to save you, he's not. You're just going to look like an asshole on TV for an hour, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with looking like an asshole on TV for an hour, if that's your thing. But your bar's still going to fail.
I personally love when he goes into the kitchen and finds disgusting things and goes completely mental. My favorite part.
Well Chef Ramsay has a show about that. You know, Kitchen Nightmares. He started that in Europe.
I always wanted to see if he could have Bar Rescue on Cheers. Wouldn't that be interesting?
On Cheers? Well, that was a successful bar. Why would you? I mean, you had alcoholics at the bar there all the time. You know, they had a clientele who had money. I mean, the place was never empty. They seemed like
everybody knew your name.
Yeah, everybody knew your name. Although I got to be honest, I never saw Sam and Woody do the overhead shake, which you're supposed to do. Apparently, you can't shake down here. You must shake up here and smile. You must smile. But yes, that's what I've learned from.
Yes. Well, I also think that every time that you heard the word Zamboni in that bar, that you should have been able to drink a shot.
Zamboni.
Yeah, because Carla's husband.
Oh, I didn't know we were still talking about Cheers. Okay.
Yeah, we were.
Like, what in the hell? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was about, but thank you, Pip. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Davin, you said to remind you that you wanted to talk about something that your mother said.
Oh, yeah. So in between, so my mom had another death story, but not somebody I knew this time. So she calls me up after we look at the house on Sunday across from the Apaca farm. Did not get that house.
What?
The house next
back
to the
up and what?
The house next to the alpaca farm.
That's what the current owner's doing. Alpaca and getting the fuck out of there.
No, it was across the street. My wife was very excited about living across the street from the alpacas. Very excited about it.
How about you?
I didn't care one way. I could get a hint of it in the front yard. I did not get a hint of it in the backyard. I did not get a hint of it in the house, but on a warm day and a breeze, I imagine you would be ensconced in alpaca smells. But that's not the point.
I had a farm down the road from me, and on a hot day with the windows open, you could smell chicken shit till your heart's delight.
Yeah, it's pleasant. So anyway, that's not the point of this story. Not getting that house either. Although my real estate agent returned from her COVID sickness, but she was in really bad shape. She was like really winded and having a hard time. But we saw her on Sunday, and then she left the company on Monday. So anyway, I don't know. So we're gonna go through another.
Yeah, because she was sick or because of other stuff.
They said she left for another agency. I don't know. Anyway, my mom. So this is about me maybe not being so nice. So my mom calls me.
Really?
Uh-huh. My mom calls me. Do you have a Peloton? No, I don't have a Peloton. We were using free weights. Okay, good. Because I've been watching, and several children got sucked into the Peloton and died. And I said...
Wait.
What?
No, go ahead.
I can't hear Joe for some time. He cuts in and out. I don't know why that is tonight. But I said... good. And she did not like that answer. I said, less stupid people we're going to have in the world. I'm glad we eliminated them early. And I think my wife chimed in, go, yeah, less people that'll eat Tide Pods.
Wow, guys.
And my mom goes, I don't think your audience would like it if you told this story on stage. And I go, I think they might.
Yeah, you tell that story on stage, that's the most heartwarming shit you say in your act.
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'm doing the Lord's work when I report this type of stuff.
That's funny. Less people to eat Tide Pods.
Let's be honest. First of all, I don't know how you get sucked into a Peloton. It's like an exercise bike. I don't know how you get sucked into a Peloton.
Well, what's happening is kids and pets are getting sucked under the thing, but it's because the dopes leave the thing on, and there was a video of a little kid getting sucked under it, just getting at it. I think a dog got sucked under it. It's the worst episode of the Jetsons. It looks like the beginning of the Jetsons. He's on the treadmill.
Oh, my God.
But I mean.
Stop this crazy thing. Help, Jane.
Should I really feel bad if a dumbass gets sucked into a Peloton? I feel bad for the animals because I don't have expectations for the animals. Should I feel bad? I mean, I guess it'd be better if the adult got sucked into the Peloton. I feel, yes, it would be better if the adult got sucked into the Peloton and was maimed. Then they would learn themselves a lesson. But in lieu of that, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad. How do you get sucked into a Peloton? I understand how you get sucked into buying a Peloton, but I don't understand how you actually get sucked in to the actual Peloton. And let's be, like I said, if there's a danger of you getting sucked into the Peloton, really, what is society losing? You're not gonna be a head of state. You're not going to be a CEO. You're not even going to be middle management. Chances are, for the rest of your life, you're a fuck up. The way I look at it, Peloton did us a favor. Thank you, Peloton.
Now, as we all know, the instructor's on the screen, you know, instructing the workout. Is he trying to help you get out of it? Claw! Come on, claw! 1, 2, 3, claw! 3, 4, claw!
You survive with 9 fingers! You survive with 9 fingers! Great job, Peloton! You know, that's what they do with Oh, my God. And then
oh my God.
along those lines. So I'm in the Walmart on Sunday. Sunday was a very busy day. I'm in the Walmart Sunday because that's just how I roll. And I truly believe every race, every religion, every ethnicity has a sect that makes everybody else look bad and go, you know what? Maybe it's time to exterminate them. Not all of them, just a good portion to send the message.
And guess where these stop?
Well, Walmart, so maybe I should be exterminated. But that's not the point. So I'm in the Walmart, and I saw something I've never seen before. I saw Hasidics there. That I've seen before. I saw one person talking, one woman talking on the phone in the Walmart with no mask on. That I've seen before, too. Very aggravating. But this, what I'm about to share with you, my friends, I had never seen before. I saw a woman wearing her mask vertical, not horizontal, up and down. I don't know how that was done, so that you could see from her nose, you could see her whole mouth. It was obviously not covering the. I don't even know how you wear a mask vertical, but I never.
How do you do that?
I don't know, Joe.
Possible.
On the one hand, you go, well, this woman's brilliant. But on the more important, on the dominant hand, you go, we're over a year into this shit. You don't know how to wear a mask. Why hasn't somebody smited you? You say you're religious.
Right, now, let's look at our model, Pip Hewitt. And as she displayed, how the hell do you get the damn thing on you?
I don't know.
I don't have anything on the back of my head to hook this on.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Do you beret it on? Wait a second.
I don't know. Hang on a second. What? Maybe a clip.
But then what do you do to slip it down to the bottom?
Maybe under the chin.
My chin doesn't work like that. My chin doesn't have a protrusion like Frankenstein. I don't have a little pin.
Or the little bolts on the side you could hook onto.
I think the takeaway from this is a larger portion of Hasidics need to own Pelotons. I think that's my takeaway from that.
I think that this is actually really. I mean, it covers. If I spread it a little bit.
No, it doesn't cover. Don't justify it.
There.
We're not justifying. We're trying to find out the logic. We're trying to understand. We always try to understand on this show. Just trying to figure out how the hell that thing got on like that.
And also, how do you see? Because I'm having trouble.
It not only draws disgust, it draws intrigue.
I mean, ow.
Don't hurt yourself.
I
There's a lot of things you don't get.
Now, I could just see a Peloton. But who's the coach? You could run a little faster?
Wait a second. Do they wear a little headset like I do for the show?
No. I don't know. I mean, I said as I was walking by, it's like, you still don't know how to wear a mask, something like that. I really should have stood there and berated them, but I didn't want to be. Yeah. I didn't want to be close to. I can't.
I wish you would have sat there and figured out how she got the damn thing on.
Really. You have to take pictures of every angle of this so that we can understand. If you see us again,
you know what? I should have taken pictures. I should have said, "Listen, if you're going to look like an idiot, let me at least get an Instagram meme out of this." You're right. I should have.
Yeah, really?
And then number two, to see how you got it on, and number three, to discuss it on the show with the little diagram.
Yeah, I mean,
hang on.
I mean, the Hasidics really need to raise their game. They are bringing down the Jews. They are
bringing down the Jews, bringing down the Jews.
These are the same morons.
You will marry them sideways, bringing down the Jews.
These are the same morons that when everybody was locked in their house last year, they're having 400 people weddings and packed in there. I can't take it with them.
I have this little sock gatherer. Maybe I can attach this to my clothing
God.
And suck this in it somehow.
You're still futzing around with it.
At the bottom.
We're figuring out how she did it. We're not trying to send you out to the mailbox.
I understand. Is there still an echo or are we good?
Nobody has answered me about that right now,
okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm assuming we're good then. I don't know.
You're ruining my fun. Leave it alone.
Right. Wait, hold on a second.
All right.
I almost have it.
What are you doing?
Yay.
She has.
Hang on a second.
She has.
There's no way to do this.
I have to describe this. She has the mask hanging from her forehead like Jizz Sock had a good night out. You know what?
Little beret waiting it down on the top of the old noggin.
Yeah, well, like a condom. Like she was with like a guy who like came inside the condom and stuck it into Pip's head onto Pip's forehead as a parting gift.
This is not comfortable.
Or like an adolescent girl that doesn't know how to insert a tampon, you know, something like that.
Hey, no joke. That shit's not easy the first time.
Oh,
if you're doing it like that, it's going to even be tougher.
I will take your word for it. I'll take
you're
your
on
word.
The wrong way, then.
Hang on. I almost have it.
It does make you wonder, though, if this woman, like, put the tampon in sideways.
Really? And that's kind of smart.
You could just see her grabbing her mom and her sister, because you know, she's got a ton of siblings. Like, everybody grabs a lip. Everybody grabs a lip as they try to jam this tampon in the horizontal way.
Grab a lip and pull.
Yeah, like...
Then when they get it on there, there's, like, a big celebratory dance.
Sure.
Colm says that there is an echo. Sorry, Colm.
Well, let's see. Let me see.
And Cammy says there's still an echo, too. Colm asks, are we using OBS? And I don't know what that means.
I don't know what OBS is either. Let's see.
I'm sorry, kids. I was so busy trying to get this on.
You know what? You know what might be in... All right, let's see here. Let me see. All right.
How's this looking, Joe?
I got rid of one of the
Keep your chin up.
Ha ha ha. I got rid of one of the windows. Maybe that'll help. I don't know, because there was a couple open. I don't know. I don't have volume on in mine.
Yeah, I mean, this is the same setup I've been using for over a year.
The only thing
stuff.
The only thing I could think of is because Zoom had been opening in Edge. And now it's opening in Chrome. Let me see if I put it in.
Maybe that did it.
I don't know.
Ta-da.
I don't know.
Yay.
Let me see
here. These little sock holders that I got online are pretty good, by the way.
Let's see.
So you shove both the socks in there so that they can't go to the magical place that they usually go.
Come on.
Or at least
that's
one of them.
When you wash them, right? So they stick together when you wash them.
Yeah.
It goes out of the dryer,
How it got into this... my little den space here, I don't know. But it was here on the edge of the table. It was probably cats. That's what I blame.
All right. Well, I am now not on Chrome. I am now on Edge. So I copied the link. Maybe that will do something. Other than that, I don't know. I will have to play with it tomorrow. There's nothing else I can do.
I'm asking our our dentures.
But like I said, you could still listen. It's not like we do that much visual shit. You could still listen to the show. I'll get the shit fixed. Yeah. I'll get it fixed this week somehow, some way. But
yeah.
So what's going on with you, Joe?
I was at the dollar store on Sunday
buying something nice for Joe's girl.
No, after Joe's girl. But I'm at the dollar store on Sunday, and the store was closing in about 20 minutes, and then I get the rest of the stuff I need, and I'm on the checkout line, and there's kind of a long line. There's only one checkout person, and then this guy strolls up that works there. And I guess she's the manager. Goes, are you all done? Can you open up? Yeah, it opens up. So I put my stuff on the little treadmill there, the belt, and I take the basket and I put the basket down. And the guy goes, you put the basket. Could you put the basket over there? And I'm like, no, just never mind the basket. So and I couldn't get to where he wanted me to put the basket. So he walks. He stops checking me out. Walks around and grabs the basket and moves it. He goes, excuse me. And I go, excuse me. I left all the shit on the belt and I walked out. I wanted him fucking fired because this asshole, never mind the fucking basket. You're closing in 20 minutes. You got five people behind me. This is the kind of stupid asshole that thinks that they're so important. The customer comes first. Fuck the basket. Check me out. You got 20 minutes left. Let people get out of there. God almighty, I wanted to wring this guy's fucking neck.
Wow.
Just a little, small little shit thing that just pissed me off beyond belief.
Well, and he cost this store $8 in profit, or actually probably, $8 in profit, because the shit's from China, so it probably cost 10 cents to make. So, all right, $7.20 maybe. Oh, you know, that's going to set the bottom line back, but all right.
Could catch a customer. No, what these people, there are people there that don't understand customer service and don't use their fucking head. And, you know, and they really don't. Really don't.
Joe, did he ask you to put the lotion in the basket?
Wow. Funny. Okay.
Funny.
Was it?
I got that.
Was it? I got it, too, but funny seems to be a stretch. All right.
But it's just something that's going to carry on from the dollar store to any job this guy has where you don't understand customer service. The customer service company, the customer comes first. It's just the shit I want at the day program. Some guy wants this one thing shipped next day air, you know, and I could have said all right, but it's coming from California, so I take the time out to inform him it's going to be $84. You know, he canceled, but he thanked me. That's taking the extra step. That's, you know, that skills that you learn is customer service. You know, and for these people are just, you know, never mind the basket. But you got people online, pack the fucking bag, and get the basket out of there. It's a small little schnitzel thing that just pissed me off beyond end.
Seems.
Yeah, I understand that, though. You know, there's sometimes that the people in stores, I know that they are abused terribly, but then they build it up and they hold this tude, and then you're the next one that walks in and you get it, you know, or they've been we're New Yorkers, so we give it back. But
you're like, where I put the basket, so you go around to move the basket yourself. You know, I don't work for you. You work for me. Leave the fucking basket there for another 20 minutes till you close. Ring me up, and the other five people have been waiting there because your dawdling ass was late to get back to get on the other checkout line.
So you're saying he doesn't have a future in dollar store cashiering?
He doesn't have a future in anything.
That's not true.
He doesn't perfect some skills that he should learn to have.
Well, but plenty of people don't work in the service industry. Plenty of people don't need to know about customer service. I don't know what this guy's going to be. Or maybe he should have been eaten by a Peloton. I don't know what to tell you.
If he was, I would have jumped there and run.
I don't know.
It's like, take that, you mother. I'm getting in shape and I'm...
the Peloton guy? Is that the guy from the fucking dollar store? Run, keep going. Don't stop that cocksucker.
It does seem like it escalated quickly.
Take my wheels.
The other day. Fuck him.
Yeah, like I feel like you were in a shitty mood before you got there, and that was the final straw. But
no, it was not. I actually had a very good time hanging out with Joe's girl on Sunday afternoon. I was in a very good mood. It's just, you know what? When you do customer service for years, okay, one little something like that, one little thing like that is you know, sometimes there's little shit things that set me off. That I just blew my fucking top over that.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that would have blown my top. I don't know. But then again, I'm not from Long Island. Long Island has their own fucking whole little thing over there, which again is why I need to get out of this area. I don't see myself leaving this area in the next decade. But yeah, it's time. I need to be around less people. Less people blowing their top, less people bad at their jobs. I just need less Hasidic who can't wear a goddamn mask. Less potential people to be gobbled up by a Peloton. I need less of you all.
Yeah, and like I said, this wasn't like the last straw of the day. I had a very, very good afternoon.
Well, I feel like if Joe's girl would have been a team player, maybe giving you a birthday blowjob, maybe you would have had a better day. I can't. You know,
the facts are not in evidence. We don't know what happened on the birthday.
Let me tell you something, Pip. Let me tell you something right now. Hold on.
Enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah, whatever. You went to eat. Yada yada yada. Ugh. Listen.
She rubbed me the fucking wrong way.
Yeah, well, yeah. If she rubbed you the right way, you wouldn't have exploded at this guy. You wouldn't give a shit.
It's almost like looking for tuna salad, but the store is closed.
Yeah, but think about it, Joe. I'm comparing getting a blowjob from your girlfriend and driving 10 hours with you. Of course, if I'm going to drive 10 hours with you, I'm going to be in a bad mood. If I get a blowjob on my birthday from my girlfriend, I don't give a shit how slow the dollar store guy is. I've had a good day. I blame Joe's girl. Lack of stepping up to the plate right there. Joe's girl made everybody's day worse. These people had to watch Joe put on a spectacle. Joe gets frustrated over something he could have shaken off normally. This guy who's probably not very good at his job, you know, just had a worse day. He's probably still closing the store from last week. And it's just I blame Joe's girl. Joe's girl all around. She should have rubbed Joe the right way, and then Joe would have known what a good birthday is. So take it.
Joe's girl made everything worse.
Yeah, she certainly didn't make him better. We had a lovely day.
Gotta move the basket guy made everything worse.
No, again. If Joe's girl rubs you the right way, you don't give a shit about basket guy. Chances are you don't even go to the dollar store because you know what. I can't hear him. Why does he keep cutting out? Why is that?
Because he's not saying anything right now.
No, you know what? Oh, I know what it is. You know? Oh, I see what it is. Because I'm watching the fucking screen and it's on delay. My apologies. Stop watching the screen, stupid. That's what I got to do.
Okay. That's it. This is the same setup I've been using over a year.
No. I saw your lips moving, but I wasn't hearing anything. But now I just realized there's a delay. So that was
the delay. The delay got you again.
Yeah, I've never had that before. I have to experiment. But yeah, I blame Joe's girl. So what's going on with you, Pip?
Well, I don't even know what number without my car.
Okay.
Really? Car?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that happened was because I wasn't using it a lot, and I don't know what happened, but I had a flat tire. So I had it dragged over to the dealership, which isn't that far away, by AAA. Thank you, AAA. They're so good to me, thank God. They fixed the flat, and the tire was under warranty because I got it from them in the first place, so that was free. Then I had asked them to change my oil because the car had been sitting, and they forgot to do that. And so I was like, I don't want my car sitting here. I'm going to bring it home. Well, starting to go home, the car starts to go slower and slower, and it's like shuddering. So I had to turn around and go back and go, car don't go. So then they said it was a part that had to do with the gas pedal, and it was on back order for like a month. So the car sat there. Yes, yes. So the car sat there for a month while my saintly husband has been putting up with me, like, stealing his car for my own uses all the time.
Oh, so now that you're vaccinated, you're out and about. You're back on the town after a year of being in hibernation. You're ready to roll.
No. I only go to the grocery store, CVS, or doctor's appointments.
Wow, such a life.
So when I need to go to those things, I've been using his car.
All right. Well,
so
he used your health care.
So then it came close to the day that my car will be released, the part should be here, and I start calling them and say, give me an update. And first of all, this pisses me off all the time because they say, oh, James, the parts guy, or the manager will call you back. And the whole workday goes by and they don't call me back. And I'm like, you fuckers. So the next day I get a call and they said, it's getting put in today. Okay. So I give them time to do that. And the next day, they say it's ready to pick up. I said, okay, we'll come and get it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I go get it. I pay for it, the part and the labor and the oil change and everything. And I get to leave and it won't turn over. And I have to walk back in to the guy, and it's, like, late in the day, and they say, I guess it's because it's sat for a while. And I'm like, no. Supposedly, you put that part in yesterday. Somehow, it got from the parking lot into the garage and back, and it died in between. That has nothing to do with the month that it sat. So, and don't you try these things before you call people and say, come to get them? What the hell? So, I'm waiting. This happened on Saturday, and so I thought, I'm not going to bother them on Monday. I don't have any place to be. So I called today, and they say, it's not done yet. All I had to do was put a new battery in, which was also on warranty because I got it from them, and it's still not done. So they say, we'll call you back by the end of the day. And here we are doing the show, and neither James nor the manager has called me back. Now, I have been nice and patient and wonderful. Tomorrow, heads are going to roll like they asked me to move my basket.
Why are
you telling me to do a radio show and you're going to be a topic of discussion, which they just were, but, that's bullshit. They could have given you a loan, a car.
For a month, I didn't expect they were going to give me a loan or car. And because I'm not working, I didn't ask for it. You know,
is this the dealer?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to another place? Dealers are expensive anyway.
I know. Well, because my very trustworthy garage guy sold his business, and I hadn't found a new person to go to yet. And so the last couple things, which were things that were under warranty with them, mm-hmm. I brought it up there. But I'm finding a new garage because I'm done with their bullshit.
Yeah, no, it's a complete lack of value of your time. Now, when they're not being a mechanic, do they work as a cashier in a dollar store?
They should at least have given you a call and let you know what's going on. You know, I mean, if I'm waiting on something, I'll call a customer and go, look, this is a courtesy call. I'm waiting on
yes.
this. Waiting to get it in. As soon as I get it in, I'll give you a buzz. You keep them in the loop, you know?
It's funny.
Exactly. Not only are they not calling me, I have to be proactive and chase after them, but I leave messages and say, call me, and a day goes by. Yeah. Repeatedly.
Well, our mechanic called us today because, you know, there's more issues with my wife's car. Put $1,000 into it last week for the engine. And now the exhaust needs to be done again. They did it in 2018. The muffler is covered, but the other the pipes are not. So I don't know. Going to be another. Could be another grand. Could be a sensor. I don't know. Because
how old is the car?
It's an old car, but it's a new exhaust.
Yeah, because that's the problem. Yeah. You know, with an old car, you get married to the thing.
Yeah. No, listen, we'd probably get her a car right now. I just kind of like to get the house first because, you know, we have, you know, if you have something that you have to pay every month, they might question you on the loan. They might let you take out less if you have another payment coming in. We had no payments.
Oh, God, you know what? Yeah, you know, deal with it. Because basically, they look at stupid, ridiculous shit. Underwriting is the most tedious thing I've ever gone through. They look and you know, so much like I was saying on one show a couple of weeks ago, even the stuff they were looking for at closing, the closer is going, what's all this? I go, underwriter requested it. She goes, they got to relax. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's true, you know?
Well.
Yeah. Well, the same thing, I'm not getting a new car right now because I'm not working. And it's like, yeah, let me put that down on the credit review. You know? So my car's a 2007. And it runs great when all the parts are, you know, kept up working. With and everything. Yeah, yeah, when all the parts are working. And when they let me have it, it usually right. runs really well. But what? They've had it for a long time.
How many miles do you have on it?
I have over 100,000 miles on it, but not much more.
Those will go to 200K.
It's a Nissan. It's really, it's been an excellent car, and my previous Nissan was an excellent car, too, so I'm not ready to get rid of it. I'm just ready to get rid of dealing with the dealership, because they're not responsive, and they're making me, I have a long fuse, and they're really...
Show off?
Now I'm done.
Yeah.
Pip's got a long fuse.
Pip. A really long time, and this let me chase you bullshit is wearing me down.
No, you got to find somebody else.
Well, you know what's funny? When I had my Element, was it my first or second, whatever, they couldn't fix the air conditioning. The air conditioning wasn't running right, and they go, well, we can't find anything wrong with it. So I went down. My niece got married in Washington, D.C., and it was June, and Joanne and I go down there.
Oh.
I nothing but hot air. Yeah, I also like my act. And we get down there. So I get done. I bring it back that Monday, and they go, Mr. Curry, we can't find anything wrong. I go, I had hot air blowing in my face from Long Island to Washington, D.C. I go, well, we'll have to give you a loaner car and sympathy. I go, you take this thing. I don't want to see this thing till it's fixed. And they damn near had it a month, and they gave me a Honda Accord. Well, Mr. Curry, it's still going to be more. I go, I like the Accord. Take your time.
Yeah. So
for something that they said wasn't there, it took them a month to fix it,
This is Honda.
So what happened.
All right, let's take our first break. I'm trying to do some tech stuff while we were talking about that. See if that gets done. Let's take our first break. On the break, we got new music from South Dog Rock with these foreign names. Gemine Sam? I hope I said that right. South Dog Rock with Gemine Sam. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And Death Crow Road with Radar Love. I got all those words correct. And you can learn more
Radar
about...
Love.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're doing a cover.
Obviously.
And you can learn more about them at Deuce. Music.com. We'll come back. We'll do School of Fools. Cornell University says no more racial profiling for their crime alerts. The National Guard says, men in chains. Let's chain up our black men. And we got roadkill. And we got naughty, naughty coloring books. And we got the MyPillow guy trying to be the My Social Media guy. So hang tight. We will be right back.